Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And joining us on the live line, Mike Dubusky, tech reporter from ABC, to talk about this week in tech. Mike, always great to have you on. Interesting that we heard about this week, a surprise bid to buy Google's Chrome web browser, which has now become, might be the most popular web browser in the entire country. Who's behind it? And why would Google ever entertain the idea?
It's a great question. So Perplexity is the company that put in a bid to acquire Chrome. This is an AI startup. It was founded a few years ago by a former OpenAI employee who also spent some time at Google. And while it is a new company, it is backed by some major names in Silicon Valley. Jeff Bezos and NVIDIA are some of Perplexity's investors. Last week, as you mentioned there, they put in a bid to acquire Google Chrome, a very popular web browser, for $34.5 billion. And this is interesting for two reasons. For one, we really don't know if Google Chrome is for sale. Of course, last fall, a judge did rule that Google operates an illegal monopoly in the search engine market. And one of the ways that the government proved their case was by saying that Google used tools like Chrome to basically lock people into using Google search, right? It didn't give people enough options as to how they were able to look up things online. As such, one of the remedies that is currently being discussed to remedy Google's monopoly is to force them to sell off Google Chrome. However, a judge has not made a final ruling there yet. We are expecting that ruling to come before the end of the month, so it could happen in the next few days here. But they could end up saying that selling Chrome isn't worth it, or that it would harm consumers, at which point Perplexity would be out of luck. They could compel Google to sell, but then we arrive at a different question here, guys. size, which is, can Perplexity afford it? Again, this is a relatively new company. It is not the largest player in the AI space. It is valued between $18 and $20 billion, which means that the bid they're putting in to acquire this web browser is larger, to the tune of $14.5 billion, than the actual value of the company itself. Now, the CEO of Perplexity told the New York Times that they have backers who are willing to step in and kind of fill in the gaps here if it comes time to sign on the dotted line. But at this point, we just don't know if that's actually going to happen.
It seems like a new concept entirely. I mean, at least I don't remember hearing anything like this, acquiring a web browser. How would that even work? Because it's one individual portion of the internet experience. And would the new owner even be able to keep the features that Google invented that are probably their intellectual property?
Yeah, it's a really great question, and we don't know. This will ultimately come down, at least from a feature perspective, on how a judge conceives of selling off Google Chrome, if that's ultimately the direction that they want to go. But it's important to remember here, guys, that web browsers are becoming increasingly important in the AI space. We've seen Perplexity itself launch a web browser called Comet in the last few weeks. Chrome, Google has been integrating AI into their web browser to sort of get their Gemini models in front of more eyeballs. Microsoft, not to be outdone, has been integrating OpenAI's artificial intelligence models into Microsoft Edge, which is their web browser. It's becoming a really key surface through which people interact with AI, browsing the web and then asking questions about kind of what you're looking at to an artificial intelligence model that sort of appears on the side. There's a lot of different ways to conceive of this. So it's seemingly kind of where a lot of the energy is going in the AI space right now. A lot of companies have been thinking about building their own browser, maybe acquiring one. That seems to be the direction that Perplexity wants to go in. Now, it's also kind of worth putting in context here that Google is expected to appeal pretty much anything that a judge decides. So it will likely be a little while before anything tangibly changes for those millions of Google Chrome users out there. But even still, it's going to be something to keep an eye on because web browsers are really important in this space and they are likely to change pretty soon because of all this artificial intelligence.
Okay, forget about the web browsers. What about what you reach it on? Google's unveiling some new hardware this week. What are you expecting to see?
New Google Pixels, essentially. So Google is holding a Made by Google event here in New York City tomorrow. And earlier this year at their I.O. conference, we got a look at their next generation software. The Made by Google events are where all that software goes, right? It's a hardware event. We're expecting new Pixel phones, likely four of them, a new Pixel 10, 10 Pro, 10 XL, which is the big one, and a new Pixel Fold. So we will also have a new foldable device to talk about. Google Pixel Fold, has kind of been the thorn in the side of the dominant player in the market space, which is, of course, Samsung. So it's going to be interesting to see if Google is able to kind of, take a little bit more of their lunch money when it comes to the foldable market tomorrow. We're also expecting some new ancillary devices, things like new Pixel watches and Pixel earbuds. So for Google fans, this is going to be a pretty big deal. It could also be a pretty big deal for fans of entertainment news and celebrity, because we are expecting some pretty big names to appear at this event in some capacity. One of the invites mentions Jimmy Fallon, Steph Curry, Lando Norris, and the Jonas Brothers. So Google seemingly going very big on their new smartphone launch, of course, getting ahead of the holiday shopping season as well.
Lando Norris. Is that the guy from Star Wars?
F1? Is he
an F1 driver? He's a race car
driver. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, he's a race car driver.
Yes.
Who am I thinking of?
That's Lando Calrissian.
Okay.
Hey, well, if Lando Norris is going to be there, is there going to be some sort of new Google AI headset thing that they have him maybe? This is my idea, right? Have him model a little VR racing experience?
Yeah, unclear. Google has sort of toyed with the idea of VR, AR, but I think that they were really burned by the Google Glass sort of experiment from more than a decade ago at this point. And we really haven't seen them move hugely into the commercial VR headset space. Interestingly enough, that's a space that's now primarily occupied by Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. They have a pretty successful lineup of smart glasses and Quest headsets as well, which are primarily used in the gaming space. Recently, in the last 2 years, we've seen Apple get in on that party as well with a much more expensive device in the Vision Pro. But Google has kind of sat off to the sidelines here. Really, we've seen Google kind kind of focus on the Pixel line more, you know, intensely recently, because they kind of came under some fire for some, you know, not particularly well-built devices, nicely styled, nicely, you know, formatted devices, but things that just didn't quite have the same feel as an iPhone. In recent generations, the Pixel has kind of shored that up a little bit. So that's kind of where they've been focusing their efforts. Nothing so much in the VR space. But again, that could change. That's the fun of a live tech event, is that there's generally a lot of surprises.
Yeah. All right. They're going to spend like 30 minutes telling you who Lando Norris is. But aside from that, it should be cool. Hey, yeah. Mike, thank you. Mike Tobuski joining us live on WBEN.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.